This is Madeline Peru.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
Madeline Peru sings songs that were old standards long before she was born. She's recorded a collection of tunes that belong to Fats Waller and Patsy Cline, Bessie Smith, Billie Holiday. Madeline Peru, her name is spelled P-E-Y-R-O-U-X, is 22 years old, once from Athens, Georgia. She moved with her family to Paris when she was 15 and found the music she loved on the streets.
Well, I sort of think it did happen the first night I went out in Paris. I went out to just explore one night, and it was like summertime, the beginning of summertime. And I went to the Latin Quarter, walked down this walking street called the Rue Saint-André-des-Arts, and saw these guys, especially this one band that I ended up joining later that were playing, the Lost Wandering Blues and Jazz Band. They were just sort of doing their street show and singing a few songs. Everybody had a different hat on, and they were all dressed up. There's a washtub bass, and they were playing these old swing tunes. And there were a bunch of other musicians out there, too, but I remember being taken aback by that.
It really is, though, sort of a big step to say at 15 in Paris that I like that music on the street to I can be part of that music on the street. How did that happen?
Well, I had a guitar, and I decided to go out and hang out in that neighborhood with my guitar. I was immediately attracted to the neighborhood where all the musicians were. And I went out with my guitar and started to meet musicians. I started passing the hat for a few musicians. I eventually asked to sing a song in this band, and they were like, well, okay, if you have a song, go ahead.
I've got a lovesick tale to tell to you, though it ain't no fair of mine. It's about a gal named Sue and a boy named Lou. They were fighting all the time.
When you're singing a Bessie Smith tune, and the lights are nice, and music's really going well, and you feel good, can you get pretty lost in sort of an aura of Bessie Smith and what she means to you?
Yeah. It's probably easy to do that. So I guess when I'm singing those songs, it's important for me to concentrate on how I'm going to interpret the song and try and make it my own as much as possible so that it's also me and not just her that's coming through.
Is it hard to do?
Yeah. I'm not exactly like Bessie Smith, you know, first of all. I mean, when she was singing some of these old blues, you know, she was singing it from an older woman's standpoint, although she wasn't really that old, was she? She was like 29 or something. When I started singing the Bessie songs that I know now, I was 16.
Kind of hard for you to really sort of have that, to appreciate that heaviness that she sang with.
Yeah, I think that was one of the first things I was attracted to was the heaviness. So I tried to do that for a long time. But then I also started to hear a very soft side to her interpretation. And I think that's the trick, is to understand that it's not being loud, but it's the subtleties that are universal. And that's why she was such a great artist and why she can be understood. And probably why those songs can be interpreted by everybody.
My sweetie went away, but he didn't say when. He didn't say when. He didn't say why. I know I'll die. Why don't he hurry on home?
There's one song that I've never heard before on your record that comes from, I read, the Ziegfeld Follies.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very funny song. I just have to know where you found this song. It's called Was I.
I only know that when I was 16, the band leader of the street band that I was with somehow got a hold of this compilation tape somebody had made for him of really old songs. And when he heard it, he said he's going to make me sing it. And I really didn't want to sing it at the time. I'd rather sing an older woman's song, you know. And it's a song about a young 16-year-old girl. The actual name of the song is Was I Drunk, Was He Handsome, and Did My Mama Give Me Hell? And it must have been, I mean, I later found out that it was Ziegfeld Follies, but at the time it was a song that he was going to humiliate me with. And I learned it, and it started to really work for me.
Is it fun to sing?
Yeah, definitely.
Sweet young thing of 16, thought I'd step out one night. I long to get the thrill in life I missed. I met a youth, a bit uncouth, although he seemed all right. I knew him by the moment when we kissed. Then I got home next day, the swollen head. My girlfriend asked if I had fun, I said.
Why are you more at home with the older material? Do you think it is better?
I don't know. It might be that... I don't know. There's a connection there. It might be that some of these songs are more universal than others. They come from an era that's very important to American culture. And not that anything else isn't, I guess, but see, you know, some of those songs are so touching that it's hard to ignore them. And when you get a chance to learn them and play them the way I did in Paris, you know, I couldn't deny that.
When we want to love, we love. When we want to kiss, we kiss. With a little petting, we're getting some fun out of life. When we want to work, we work. When we want to play, we play. In a happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life. Maybe we do the right thing. Maybe we do wrong, spending each day wending our way along. But when we want to sing, we sing. When we want to dance, we dance. You can do your betting, we're getting some fun out of life.
Madeline Peru, her recording, which also has three of her own songs, is called Dreamland.